This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Angelina Salas. Date of birth is April 26, 1973. Case ID number is 483-9427. Date of exam, September 13, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from San Juan Family Health Clinic, dated 9/7/2021 and 7/6/22. Identifying information. This is a 49-year-old divorced female with four grown children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of seizures, poor dentition, and anxiety / depression / decreased memory / decreased concentration. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2019, where she worked as a secretary for 6 years. She states that she also cleaned houses and cared for children. These jobs were part-time jobs, and she was a wife and mother at the time. She denies being on disability at this time and presently lives in a house. The claimant also states that during those job periods, she worked part-time 5 days out of the week and 4 weeks out of the month. Allegations, number one, seizures, number two, poor dentition, number three, anxiety / depression / decreased memory / decreased concentration. History of allegations, seizures. The claimant states that in 2002, she started to have grand mal epileptic seizures. She denies any trauma, tumors, cerebrovascular accidents, drug withdrawal, or any infectious diseases. She states at the present time she's having 1 to 2 seizures per week and states that she had one yesterday. The last time that she was in the emergency room was in January of 2022, where she was hospitalized for 1 day for readjustment of her medications. Her postictal symptoms include decreased memory, decreased energy, drowsiness, loss of consciousness, sleepiness, headaches, and lesions of the tongue. She is presently taking Keppra 1,000 milligrams TID, zonisamide 100 milligrams 3 capsules QD, and Vimpat 100 milligrams 2 tablets BID. Despite the multiple medications she's taking, her condition is still not very stable, and she's unable to drive at this time. The claimant has also lost multiple teeth secondary to the seizures, causing her to bite hard and chip her teeth away. The claimant states also that she has fallen multiple times and has a tendency to vomit after her seizure and vocalize words that nobody seems to be able to understand what she's saying. Her condition at this time is being treated but does not appear to be well controlled. She also states that her seizures last about 5 to 10 minutes. She was diagnosed with epileptic seizures. Allegation number two, poor dentition. The claimant states that since 2015, that because she has such severe seizures and so frequently, that she has started to lose her teeth. At the present time, she has 4 or 5 teeth that she's lost, and she has seen a dentist to make her teeth smoother, secondary to biting her tongue so many times. She has lost weight in the process and has a tendency to eat softer food products, secondary to not having all the teeth. She has a decreased appetite and eventually became very weak and lost energy because of her loss of teeth. The claimant states she also developed multiple bleeding in her gums and eventually had to be treated for halitosis and infection of her gums secondary to gingivitis. She has had multiple teeth fall out at this time and has not had the funds necessary to have teeth implants put in. Allegation number three, anxiety / decreased memory / decreased concentration / depression. The claimant states that in 1990, she started to develop anxiety, insomnia, decreased energy, decreased concentration, decreased motivation, crying spells, depression, and decreased concentration. The claimant was started on sertraline 50 milligrams POQD for her depression. She denies any suicidal ideation or any suicidal attempts and states that since she's been treated with these medications, she appears to be feeling better. She states that actually she started her depression in 1990 and eventually went on to have a divorce in 2008, secondary to a poor relationship with her husband. The claimant appears to be stable at this time and does have family support of her daughters. A family history, non-pertinent at this time, medications, Keppra, 1,000 milligrams TID, zonisamide, 100 milligrams, 3 capsules QD, sertraline, 50 milligrams QD, Vimpat, 100 milligrams, 2 tablets BID. Medical problems, chronic kidney disease, stage 2, mild, seizure disorder, epilepsy, hypercholesterolemia, anxiety / decreased memory / decreased concentration / depression, poor dentition with multiple loose teeth. Social history major surgery, C-section times 1. The claimant states that she did have COVID-19 in this year. Social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol. The claimant states that she'll drink a glass of wine when she's reading her book. The claimant denies any delirium tremors but does have a seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.6 Fahrenheit. Weight 125 pounds. Height 5 feet 6 and a half inches. BP 120/80 mmHg. Heart rate 84 beats per minute. Respiration 14 respirations per minute. BMI 21. General. This is a 49-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to after the fourth sentence? The claimant had multiple teeth missing and poor dentition secondary to seizure activity. She recently bit her tongue and her lip on the right side from a seizure that she had last night. Could you please drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/25. Corrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/25. Corrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/50. And binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to neurological? On the claimant was alert and oriented times three and had good eye contact with me. Her speech was fluent and her mood was appropriate for the time. She did not have clear thought processes and her memory was very poor. Concentration was fair and she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. She took longer to answer questions and could not remember recent events. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as decreased reflexes of the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to functional capacity? Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is no more grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields, but does have limitations in her visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to uncontrolled seizures causing fractures and breakage of her teeth and poor cognitive and memory function at this time. Probable diagnoses. Number one, epileptic seizures, dash being treated, but appears to be poorly controlled at this time. The claimant appears to have decreased cognitive and memory function. Number two, poor dentition, secondary to seizures causing breakage of her teeth. She has lost 4 or 5 teeth and does have difficulty in eating at this time. The claimant has a BMI of 21 and has lost weight within the last year. Allegation number three, anxiety / depression / decreased memory / decreased concentration, confirmed with physical examination, being treated at this time. Her anxiety and depression appears to be a little better. However, the claimant does have poor memory, concentration, and cognitive function at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Angelina Salas.